I want to welcome Caleb Kruckenberg, who is the litigation counsel for the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And Caleb, thanks for coming on today, because I think I have been advocating that instead of rioting in the streets, instead of screaming and yelling at people and throwing Molotov cocktails at cars and acting like savages, perhaps those of us who have problems with the decisions the government's making should take those issues into court. And you all are responsible. You've got an issue with a decision that's been made about eviction issues, and you're being responsible. So tell me what your concern is and what you're doing.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me.
Of course.
We filed a lawsuit about the CDC's eviction order, and some of you might have heard about it. You know, right. A week or so ago, the CDC said basically no one nationwide is allowed to evict a tenant in a residential property for not paying their rent until the end of the year. And, you know, the problem with that, well, I mean, there's a lot of problems with it, but one of them is that the CDC, as an administrative agency, doesn't have any power to issue anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we filed a lawsuit for a landlord in Winchester, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just a normal landlord. He's got a couple of properties. He's not, you know, a big concern. And he has a tenant that hasn't paid her rent for months. She owes him over $8,000.
Wow.
You know, and normally he'd just be able to go to court, get an eviction order, and then he would be able to rent the house to someone else. Mm-hmm. But now the CDC is telling him that if he goes to Virginia court and gets an eviction, then he is now committing a federal crime, and he can go to jail.
So he's committing a crime by getting the eviction or actually executing on it and having the person, I mean, would the cops show up and dump you out?
It's a little bit unclear. The CDC is taking the position, and I've heard from people across the country, where the CDC says if you seek an eviction. Hmm. So that could mean I go to court and I file the paperwork, or it could mean I physically lock you out of the apartment. Hmm. It's really not very clear. And, you know, I was talking to a landlord in Georgia yesterday, and she told me that she went to housing court, and the judge there told her that if she filed the paperwork, he would have her arrested.
So for just filing the paperwork?
Just for filing the paperwork. So I think there's a lot of confusion around the country. But if you just read what the CDC wrote, I think there's a plausible argument they're making that if you even try to get an eviction, you're committing a crime. You know, but the CDC obviously has no power to do that. And that's why my organization stepped in.
Yeah, well, you've got to push back on government overreach, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democrat administration. I mean, that seems outrageous. Can they cite anything in the law that established the CDC or the law that governs the agency that even remotely gives them surveillance or supervision of this type of commerce?
Well, so the CDC has cited a law that was written in the 1940s that allows the CDC, if states are doing inadequate disease control measures, they can do things like quarantine livestock or similar kinds of actions. There's a list of things the CDC is allowed to do. And one of them is investigating and quarantining livestock. And the CDC now is saying, well, this statute allows us to basically do anything at all that we want to, as long as we can argue that it has something to do with disease control. And that allows us to void state eviction laws across the country in all 50 states because we can make an argument that if people are evicted, this will somehow cause, disease, the spread of coronavirus.
Right. You know, well, that's insane.
It is. And, not to mention that if you're talking about the spread of coronavirus, I mean, first thing on everyone's mind is an eviction. It's, you know, mass gatherings. It's going to bars. I mean, that's what people are talking about.
Yeah.
And the idea that the CDC could just say, well, anything we think could have an impact on the disease, we can now do. We can void any law we want to.
If we're being honest, this is political, probably, on the part of President Trump, trying to counter the Democrat narrative that he's not looking out for people in an election year. And, right, I mean, didn't this come from the White House? Somebody at the White House probably called up and said, hey, let's get smart lawyers in the room. And, you know, even if it's a stretch, let's put this out there and then we can run around the country and claim that we're helping people. That's probably what happened, right?
I think that's probably right. And I think that's really an example of why administrative overreach is such a problem, because it's a way that politicians can avoid political accountability for their actions. You know, Congress, the president together, they may decide they need to do something about evictions. That's a political choice, but
then pass
it's very
a law.
Easy. Right. But it's very easy to just say, we'll put this on an administrative agency. Nobody's going to vote the CDC director out. They're not an elected official.
Yeah.
And we can avoid our job as lawmakers.
It's a very dangerous precedent, and you can think of some scenarios. Let's switch presidents. I mean, you know, I want to give Donald Trump as much leeway as possible, but like you, I have to throw a flag on this and say, put Joe Biden in there and the people who surround Joe Biden, and I could imagine some scenarios where this type of administrative abuse could be used to do a lot of harm to the right people or the wrong people out there in society. I mean, that's just not the way our system is set up, and it's not fair to people.
That's absolutely right. I mean, there's no limit. If CDC is right, if they could actually do this, there's nothing that agency
couldn't do. What happens to your client right now? Are they just hemorrhaging? I mean, they still got to pay their mortgage on that property probably, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, Mr. Brown is really stuck in a situation where he has to pay his mortgage. He has to pay taxes. He has to keep up the property. And actually, if he doesn't, his tenant can sue him and get money from him. But, you know, his tenant is going to live there rent-free until December, according to this order. I mean, what we've done is we've gone to court and we've asked for an immediate ruling from the judge stopping this order. Because, you know, every day that goes by, he's losing money. His livelihood is being taken from him. And this affects people across the country.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows whether he'll ever get that money back. Caleb, I admire you for challenging it. I think it's a responsible thing to do. And I'm just being a little over the top by saying I'm glad that you're not setting cars on fire and you know, throwing balloons filled with urine at the CDC director. Instead, you're being a responsible person and going to court over it. That's the way a civilized society handles these types of disputes. And I think it sounds crazy to point it out, but it needs to be pointed out right now. Caleb Kruckenberg, who's the litigation counsel for New Civil Liberties Alliance, thank you. Please keep us up to date on how this unfolds, Caleb.